Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Daytime highs approaching 82. Today, under cloudy skies with a slight chance for storms. Tonight, lows level off around 62. Partly cloudy skies. Slight chance of rain showers. Tomorrow, highs around 82, a mix of clouds and sun. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 79.
Mid-America Network News. A suspect wanted for attempted murder in southwest Kansas is now in custody. Enrique Orlando Arias, 20, turned himself in yesterday. On Saturday, police had asked for public's assistance in locating Arias, who had an active warrant for attempted murder and aggravated battery, according to a social media report from the Dodge City Police. Salina animal shelter managers are set for trial after an arraignment hearing yesterday. Managers Andrea Murphy and Monique Hawley are set to go to trial sometime in September. Murphy and Hawley are facing three misdemeanor charges of animal cruelty related to a December 2025 incident where three puppies with parvovirus were euthanized without being sedated beforehand. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Hey guys, James Guerin here. It's that season again. Summertime is the time to keep your crop growing strong. What can you do to help the process? Stay tuned right here on the Mid-America Ag Network as we keep you updated on the crop progress all throughout the season. From the latest weather updates to quality updates across the Mid-America region and even the latest technology to help you on the farm, let the Mid-America Ag Network be your guide to a successful crop this year. And it's all right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Do you want to make a difference in your community? Volunteer with your local fire department. Operational and non-operational positions are available, and training is provided. Anyone can be a volunteer. You just need the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. When your community needs you, will you be there to answer the call? Learn more about volunteering at makemeafirefighter.org. That's makemeafirefighter.org.
According to All Trails, here are the top five state parks to explore in Kansas. Number one on the list is Kanopolis State Park near Marquette. It's about 90 miles northwest of Wichita. Next is Clinton State Park. It's located just west of Lawrence, about 160 miles northeast of Wichita. At number three is Little Jerusalem Badlands State Park. It's located about 25 miles south of Oakley. Fourth on the list is Kaw River State Park, just outside of Topeka. And rounding out the top five is Elk City State Park, just north of Independence. While you're out enjoying nature, the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks is seeking volunteers to help protect Kansas bumblebees for the fifth year of the Great Plains Bumblebee Atlas. Over the past four summers, Kansas participants have identified six bumblebee species. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Controversy in the city of Hastings, Nebraska, after the Hastings City Council this past week failed to pass an ordinance that would have placed new restrictions on adult entertainment venues within the community. As the tie-breaking vote came from the mayor of the city, Jay Beckby, where he voted against the ordinance that would have put restrictions on alcohol at strip clubs in the area.
Trouble with this one because I am a Christian. I believe in God. I believe I have a moral compass, but I also don't believe that I need to push that on anybody else. I believe in the First Amendment as well as I believe in God. And I don't believe and shutting down businesses with ordinance because we just don't like what they do.
That audio from KSNB Local Channel 4. Other council members say they do not like the fact that the establishments like that can continue to have alcohol while other bars and locations have to stop selling at 1 a.m. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Visit Maximum Outdoor Equipment and Service and test drive a Walker mower. Walker mower's compact design for easy maneuvering, out front deck for trimming, and a variety of attachments help maintain a beautiful, healthy lawn. Walker is fast and efficient, saving you time and money. Explore the Walker advantage and test drive a Walker mower at Maximum Outdoor, south of Kellogg on West Street and south of 21st and Andover Road, or MaximumOutdoor.com.
Maximum Outdoor Equipment.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. As the calendar turns to June, summer festivals and community activities fill the calendar, with the annual Big Blue River Day celebration coming up in Marysville this Friday and Saturday. June 12th and 13th, the annual Sam Wymore Day celebration is underway with Washington County Rodeo, and Vermilion has a car show planned. Pony Express Reride will pass through northeast Kansas, southeast Nebraska, June 16th. Frankfort Summerfest will be Saturday, June 27th, along with Odell Community Day. Homestead Days in Beatrice run June 24th through the 28th. In July, Hanover Days of 49 are July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. The Lynn Picnic is July 10th and 11th, with a Barnston Day celebration. July 16th through the 21st is the Marshall County Fair, with the Washington County Fair July 14th through the 18th. Nemaha County Fair and Gage County Fair round out July. In August, Discover Axtell Day is on the 8th. The Milo Festival in Beatty is August 15th. Annual Pony Express Festival at Hanover-Hollenberg Station is Sunday, August 30th. Right now, I got Summer Palmer's Labor Day Fun Day, September 5th through the 7th. The annual Pony Express Gravel Dash in Marysville is September 11th through the 12th. The U.S. 36 Treasure Hunt, September 17th through the 19th. Washington Fall Fest, September 20th, with a road ramble in Blue Rapids, October 3rd. Follow all the summer events and community activities on air, online, and at KNDYRadio.com. Gage County Emergency Management estimating just over $100,000 in damages from a weekend storm series in May. Norris Public Power had some $72,000 damage in Southern Gage, and Public Works added another $12,000 for assessment for possible regional disaster declaration. A celebration of life service for Benjamin R. Ben Gakel, age 50, of Lynn, who died May 23rd, is planned Tuesday, June 2nd, 5 until 8 p.m. at the Brewery in Washington. Graveside service Wednesday, 10:30 at the Prospect Hill Cemetery north of Blue Rapids. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Ben Gakel. A celebration of life service for Stanley N. Goes, age 73, of Wymore, who passed away May 2nd, is planned Thursday, June 4th, 11 a.m. at the Wymore Cemetery, with the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Stanley Goes. Bonnie J. Feldhausen, age 86, of Frankfort, passed away Saturday. Graveside service Friday, 10:30 at the Antioch Cemetery at Frankfort. Family visitation Thursday, 5 to 7 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Bonnie Feldhausen. Geraldine R. L. Richardson, age 83, of Home, passed away May 21st. Arrangements pending with Kinsley's in charge for Geraldine Richardson. Maxine L. Holler, age 98, of Abilene, formerly of Blue Rapids, passed away Friday. Arrangements pending with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge for Maxine Holler. Leona M. Stauffer, age 91, passed away June 1st. Cremation is planned with a celebration of life service at a later date, interment in the Greenwood Cemetery south of Blue Rapids with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge for Leona Stauffer.
Okay, we have vacation Bible school from 9 to noon, swimming lessons at 3, baseball game at 6. I need to add in travel time and get lunches packed.
Mom, my uniform needs washing. Tennis camp's at 2.
Your kids' summer schedules may be unpredictable, but with the Blue Valley Technologies fiber internet, your connection doesn't have to be. Sign up for our outdoor Wi-Fi today and get free installation. Find more details at bluevalley.net/outdoor.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible overnight tonight, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Some showers and thunderstorms are possible on Wednesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower 80s. Then showers and thunderstorms are possible on Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Showers and thunderstorms then continue into Thursday, cloudy with our highs in the lower 80s. And more rain may continue throughout Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower 60s. Still some showers and thunderstorms throughout Friday, mixing with sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. And showers and thunderstorms possible on a Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Showers and thunderstorms still possible throughout the weekend. Some rain on Saturday, cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Then some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible on a Saturday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Scattered showers on a Sunday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early June 82, record high on this date 98. The average low 58, the record low 36. Sunset this evening, 8:49. Sunrise in the morning, 6:01.
June brides are gathering the old, new, borrowed, and blue this month. It's all about keeping bad luck away on your wedding day on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
No matter where in Kansas you call home, your Farm Bureau membership saves you money. Members get exclusive savings on quality post-frame buildings with QSI. Save up to 20% on durable workwear apparel with Key Apparel. And join the Kansans saving on quality nationwide health coverage with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Explore these and more member benefits available with your Farm Bureau membership. Learn more at www.kfb.org.
You don't have to be a farmer or rancher to be a Farm Bureau member in Kansas. No matter if you live on a farm or in the city, your Farm Bureau membership is packed with value. Save on new zero-turn mowers from Grasshopper. Enjoy discounts on premium motor coach tours with Village Travel. And enjoy significant savings on medical health coverage with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Not a member? Join today at www.kfb.org.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, June 2nd, the 153rd day of the year. Actor Jerry the Beeb Mathers celebrates his 78th birthday, and Babe Ruth announced his retirement from baseball on this day in 1935. If you believe the superstitions, there's no end to the bad omens lying in wait before your June wedding. Folklore says that a bride shouldn't wear her entire outfit before her wedding day. You'll be tempting fate if you practice writing your new name. It's okay to steal one look in the mirror before strolling down the aisle, but not a second. That will reverse your fortune. And who knows why, but spotting these on your way to the ceremony are considered good luck. A frog, a lamb, a black cat, or a rainbow. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about everything at almanac.com.
Always on the lookout for the perfect gift? Get away with a shopping day at Reflections in downtown Marysville. This is Sharon Kramer. As your locally owned Hallmark Gold Crown store, Reflections has a gift for you, your home, or someone else. Hallmark cards and keepsake ornaments, Woodwick and Yankee candles, toys for all ages, home and garden decor, and K-State and KU memorabilia. Still offering custom picture framing for that unique gift, large or small. Open Monday through Saturday, Reflections in downtown Marysville is
so much more than your favorite hobble store.
Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas High School Baseball and Softball Championships are officially over after some delays from weather this past weekend, but they were able to get them in, and things are set. As in your 6A category for the baseball across the state, Washburn Rule ends up wrapping up as the number one in the state, ended up beating Free State High School. As Washburn wraps up their season with an overall 22-8 record, Free State coming in number two, they wrapped up with their season at 26-4. The third place game was canceled due to the rain with Mays High School and Shawnee Mission South. In the 5A category, it was St. Thomas Aquinas finishing in the number one slot this season with a 23-8 overall record. They went to that championship at X Stadium in the city of Wichita after beating Shawnee Heights. They finished their season at 21-9. That final score was a shutout for St. Thomas Aquinas at 4-0. Finally, in the 4A category, it was Mulvane only having one loss on the record, where they ended up topping Hayden High School in a 9-4 victory for the 4A championship.
Spend an evening with the legendary John Anderson at Seven Clans First Council Casino, Saturday, August 15th. John Anderson in an intimate acoustic show. Get tickets online at sevenclans.com or the casino box office. Don't miss John Anderson. Coming to First Council Casino in Newkirk.
Fox Sports. Fox Kansas is Wichita's home for exciting live sports action. Saturday, it's the Belmont Stakes on Fox. Witness a two-minute thrill run where racing history can happen in a single stride. Coverage begins at 3 p.m. Then it's MLB action as the Cubs take on the Cardinals at 6. And Sunday, the UFL playoffs bring winner-go-home football at 5 p.m. Followed by IndyCar NICS Racing at 8. Fox Sports. Fox Kansas. Channel 24. Cox Cable Channel 4.
College baseball for the Wichita State Shockers is officially over after moving through the American Baseball Championship and losing in the final game of the season to East Carolina in a 3-13 loss. It was a big upset at the beginning of the American Baseball Championship, where they ended up beating number 6 with Florida Atlantic with a 3-2 victory, but went on throughout the championship series going 3-2 overall. The Shockers wrapped up their college season for 2025 and 26 at a 31-29 overall record and 12-15 in conference play. Their home record for the season was at 20-13, with their on the road record at 8-14. On the college basketball side, the basketball tournament known as the TBT is getting geared up for July, as the Aftershocks, along with the teams from KU and K-State, are set to square off for the grand prize potential win of $2 million in the grand prize. All the games of the series are played at Koch Arena in the city of Wichita, scheduled for Monday, July 20th, with game two scheduled for Thursday, July 23rd. Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
This week on KNDY, we'll be highlighting the area track athletes that competed at the state track meet last weekend. To kick us off, the Axtell boys team completed a dominating season and won the Class 1A team title for the fourth straight year. Logan Sandman started the week by claiming gold in high jump, going 6 feet 8 inches, 4 inches more than the second place finisher. Clayton Heinen claimed a bronze in triple jump, while Joe Leibarger finished 10th in triple jump as well. On the track, senior Landon Schmitz finished his high school career as a 3-time state champion in the 110 hurdles, winning this year's event by nearly a second. Fellow hurdler Wyatt Detweiler finished 3rd in the 110 hurdles and 4th in the 300 hurdles, while Bill Leibarger finished 18th in the 110 hurdles. Other finishers saw Landon Schmitz take 5th in the 200, Clayton Heinen finished 10th in the 400, while Lucas Talbot finished 12th and Colin Shaughnessy finished 17th in the 800. In the relays, the team of Clayton Heinen, Wyatt Detweiler, Bill Leibarger, and Lucas Talbot led the way in a dominating performance as they took gold in the 4x4. Detweiler, Talbot, Colin Shaughnessy, and Abram Kostel took 2nd in the 4x8, while Clayton Heinen, Lucas Talbot, Landon Schmitz, and Joe Leibarger claimed another 2nd-place finish in the 4x1. For the Axtell Lady Eagles, Caitlin Detweiler finished 4th in javelin and discus, while finishing 14th in shot put. Ava Brockschman finished 4th in shot put and 16th in discus, while Reagan Hazenkamp finished 16th in triple jump. Again, for the fourth year in a row, the Axtell boys track team brought home the Class 1A state track championship as a team. The Centralia Panthers had a strong showing from their girls team at state track last week, led by the 4x1 team of Hayden Kramer, Melena Becker, Harper Kramer, and Carly Steinlogge, who claimed the state title and set the Class 1A state meet record, running a 48.56 in preliminary action Friday before claiming the state title on Saturday. The 4x4 team of Maya Tanking, Milena Becker, Hayden Kramer, and Harper Kramer brought home silver, while the 4x8 team of Maya Tanking, Cambry Rimpey, Kaya Franklin, and Keelan Franklin finished 13th. Other finishers saw Josie Haverkamp claim silver in javelin while setting a personal record and an 8th place finish in shot put. Carly Steinlogge finished 7th in the 100-meter dash and 12th in long jump. Cambry Rimpey finished a personal best in pole vault, claiming 11th. Faith Flager finished 12th in high jump. Milena Becker finished 9th in the 400, while Kaylee Oberdeen finished 18th in the mile and 2 mile. On the boys' side, Centralia was led by Quentin Aldifer, who jumped a personal best in long jump and finished 9th. Chris Fulkerson finished 10th in the mile and 18th in the 2 mile, while Gavin Fulkerson finished one spot ahead of Chris in the mile, claiming 9th. Finally, the 4x8 team of Gavin and Chris Fulkerson, Caden Franklin, and Xavier Beckman finished 10th. Stay tuned to KNDY all week as we'll continue highlighting the local track athletes that competed at the state track meet last weekend.
Farmers, they're the lifeblood of America. The men and women who tackle the toughest jobs to put clothes on our backs and food on our tables. They might do it quietly, but their genuine values and tireless work ethic are an inspiration to us all. Some might say farming is a thankless occupation, so that's why we're taking the time to say thanks. Farm Bureau Financial Services, protecting what matters most.
Patrick Booty in Marysville is your local agent with Marshall County, Farm Bureau Insurance, and Farm Bureau Financial Services.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world. And so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You have a partner you can trust with your business accounting, farm, or personal tax returns at Free CPA in Marysville. They know the ins and outs of the IRS rules and regulations and pledge to work with you to maximize your returns and allow every deduction that you're entitled to. Call today and set up an appointment to discuss your accounting and tax preparation needs. Phone Free CPA at 785-562-2791 or stop by 8th and Broadway, downtown Marysville.
Improve next spring's bulb garden with a bit of late spring maintenance. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Digging, dividing, and replanting will help improve the beauty and performance of many spring flowering bulbs. This can be done in fall as we plant our new bulbs. But by then, the leaves are gone and it's difficult to find the bulbs in the ground. So move this task to late spring as the leaves decline. Carefully dig declining and overcrowded bulbs. Use a flat-tined garden fork or shovel to carefully lift the clump of bulbs. Carefully remove the soil to make separating the bulbs easier. Replant the larger bulbs in properly prepared soil. Discard the smaller bulbs or plant them in a location where you won't mind waiting a few years for them to reach flowering size. Discard any rotten or soft bulbs. Replant healthy bulbs immediately or store them in a cool, dark location for fall planting. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
He was one of the original Mercury 7 astronauts, but he never got to go into space in that program. His story from a Wisconsin farm to one of the most important men at NASA is this edition of The American Countryside.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
Wake up, get ready, grab breakfast, go to work, grab lunch, come home, run to practice, run to the store, grab dinner, go to bed, and repeat. Food fuels your day, and we fuel the people producing it with the latest news, information, and perspectives from across the globe. Ag Day is the place to learn about the business of food and farming. Join us and our team of experts as we cover the stories that keep the world moving. That's weekdays for Ag Day, the country experience.
Deke Slayton was born in 1924 and grew up on a farm near Leon, Wisconsin. Although he was destined for places far from his home always had an influence on his life.
Even though he himself did not want to be a farmer, he grew up very disciplined and a hard worker, and he saw that also in his dad and in his brothers and his family.
Alyssa Young at the Deke Slayton Memorial Museum says his brother Howard took over the family farm when Deke served in World War II and continued his military service.
He was in the Army Air Corps and then in the Air Force and then went to University of Minnesota on the GI Bill. He got an aeronautical engineering degree in 2.5 years.
He was a test pilot at Edwards Air Force Base and was secretly asked to go to Washington, D.C., where he was apprised of a program to select astronauts.
They went through grueling tests, physical, mental, emotional, all sorts of things that you can think of, and even some you probably couldn't have. And eventually it got narrowed down more and more and more, and he was one of the seven.
However, a couple of months before Slayton was scheduled to go into space in 1962, he was disqualified due to atrial fibrillation. Slayton continued to train in hopes he would be cleared for a mission, but in the interim, he filled a new role.
He was highly regarded by his other six astronauts, and they wanted him to be in charge of the astronaut program. And one of the biggest parts of his job was choosing astronauts to hire. And those are all of your Gemini, Apollo, Skylab astronauts, all of your moonwalkers.
Slayton eventually got his chance to go to space, though. And that part of the story is next time as we travel the countryside in Sparta, Wisconsin. I'm Andrew McCray.
Keep your garden well watered down to the roots. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A soaker hose reduces evaporation and puts the water right where it needs to go as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
I use a soaker hose in the heat of summer when there isn't a lot of rainfall. I run the hose down the rows of the garden and let it drip through the soil. Dennis Patton is an extension horticulture agent at Kansas State University. He says soaker hoses put the water right where it's needed with no loss to evaporation or wind. It's attached to a regular garden hose and the water seeps through thousands of tiny holes. Placement of the hose is important because Patton says gravity pulls the water flow straight down.
Normally that soaker hose is placed right alongside. Let's say it's a row of tomatoes. It's placed right along the side of the tomatoes or a row of green beans, or it may be wrapped a couple of times around the trunk of a young tree. You just got to make sure the water is weeping out into the established root zone of the plant.
The trick is knowing how long to leave it on. Patton says there is no magic number because manufacturers have different flow rates and everyone's water pressure varies. Keep in mind that too much water can cause just as many plant health problems as too little.
Usually the challenge with soaker hoses is a little less at one time, but maybe a little more frequent. So you're just putting enough water into the root system that the plant is using what it needs. It doesn't leach on out of the root zone. So it's really hard to say whether that's, you know, an hour a day, an hour every 2 days. It's just something you have to monitor, I think, and watch your plants and see what they're telling you.
Some people run the hose on top of the ground when needed. Others bury it under the mulch and leave it there. Patton says either way is fine, but if you bury the hose, make sure you know where it is so you don't accidentally chop it. Find more tips for using a soaker hose at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to walk through it alone. At St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, you'll find a community that genuinely loves God, cares for one another, and welcomes you just as you are. Whether you've been in church your whole life or you're simply searching for hope, answers, or purpose, there's a place for you here. If you've been thinking about finding a church home, we invite you to experience the life-changing message of the Bible preached every Sunday morning. This is Pastor David Thompson, and I personally invite you to join us for worship at 10:45 this Sunday. Children are lovingly cared for through our nursery and children's ministries. Can't make it in person? Check us out anytime on Facebook. St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. It's worth the drive for a church that's alive.
You weren't just saved from something, you were saved for something. Hi, I'm Rob West with the Faith and Finance Minute. Ephesians 2:10 says, "We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works." You're not an accident or an afterthought. You've been shaped by God's grace for a life of meaning and service. That includes how we handle money. Generosity is more than a nice idea. It's one way we step into the mission God has for us. 1 Timothy 6:18 encourages us to be generous and ready to share. Every gift can become an instrument of God's love. So look for opportunities to give. Start where you are. Use what you have. Because when you live generously, you're walking in the very purpose God designed for you. Get biblical answers to your financial questions in the FaithFi community. Download FaithFi, Faith and Finance, in your app store or visit faithfi.com.
Life Care Center of Seneca has a dedicated therapy department that knows the importance of therapy, and we have employed therapy staff that are not contracted. Our staff are employees and work with hospitals with discharge plans and therapy outcomes. Our therapists also work at the Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. Please come by and look at our success stories. We have a high percentage of residents that come for short-term therapy after hospitalization and return home. Life Care Center of Seneca, 785-336-336. 3528.
A Minnesota farmer balances hog production with conservation. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
All-terrain vehicles have become standard equipment on farms and ranches. While useful for work, they're also recreational, but they can pose a safety issue for kids in particular. Make sure operators wear helmets and are schooled in safe use. High-speed crashes and rollovers can be avoided. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Mensink Farms near Preston, Minnesota was named the 2025 Minnesota Pork Board Environmental Steward of the Year, and it sounds like it was well-deserved. Dave Mensink says the farm is next to a state park, and the geology of the area makes it a challenge to keep the water clean.
There's many things that we're trying to do from a technological standpoint on our farm. We use GPS and we map all our waterways out. So when either the fertilizer spreader or the sprayer cross those waterways, they automatically shut off. We want to keep any water that's going to roll off our fields, get in these waterways. We want to keep it clean because eventually that's going to head to the Mississippi and it's going to head to the Gulf.
Mensink credits his son, Alex, for many of the technical solutions for protecting the environment on and near their farm.
I really think that we got to adapt new technology. We really got to take this seriously to manage all our environmental stuff, whether it be nitrates or soil erosion or keeping our waterways maintained. It's very important to do that for our next generation because that's our land.
Mensink was a guest on the Farm Food Facts podcast from U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
It's race week at the Beatrice Speedway with action-packed excitement this Friday night with racing starting at 7:30 p.m. The best in the Midwest will tear up the track in your favorite IMCA classes, modified stock car, sports mod, hobby stock, and sports compact. Adult tickets are $15. Kids aged 6 to 11 are $5, while kids 5 and under are free. The best in the Midwest tear up the track this Friday night at the Beatrice Speedway. Gates open at 6 p.m. with racing at 7:30. Full race schedule and information available at BeatriceSpeedway.com.
Plan to attend the 35th Annual Auto Fest in Marysville in conjunction with Big Blue River Days, Saturday, June 6th. Registration 8 till noon with award presentation at 2:30. Best of show wins $500 plus trophies, prizes, and cash. A food and beer garden with live music, shopping, and activities throughout the day. 35th Annual Auto Fest in Marysville is Saturday, June 6th. Find more information on their Facebook page, Marysville Auto Fest.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. With summer wheat harvest just around the corner and even in some places have already started cutting, let's get an update from the fields from around the Central Plains. Market report brought to you by Midwest Ag Pros. Get the most out of your crop insurance. We can have you covered in less than 2 hours. You can visit online at MidwestAgProfessionals.com. We look to the Southern Plains where the USDA's latest projection pegs the drought-shattered Texas winter wheat yield at just 28 bushels per acre. While that meager number highlights severe regional abandonment, it does not mark an all-time low. Historical records show the state's dryland producers battled even worse conditions back just a couple years ago. And Texas wheat producers want to make it known that this is not the worst year that they have experienced in 2026. I have the pleasure of sitting down with the director of producers for the Texas Wheat Commission, Bailey Sipes, and I asked her, what is the Texas Wheat Producers Board's advice to growers on marketing strategies, and how should they handle forward contracting when their final bushel counts are under this much pressure?
You know, it's our total bushel count is low and yields are low, but it's not necessarily a historic year just yet. Historically, our worst year on record was 2022, and so far we're still looking ahead of that year. And I'm going to be the first to say I'm not an economist, but a lot of suggestions that I hear them say are to market a percentage of your crop at different times, just depending on the price. Also, having a quality crop insurance policy in place can help you when you can't fulfill a contract or maybe you run into marketing issues. Having that policy to fall back on is also super beneficial. And I completely understand that it's difficult to make these decisions in a high-risk environment like Texas.
That was Bailey Sipes, Director of Producers for the Texas Wheat Commission. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. Your best resource for groundwater exploration and production is Hydro Resources. With decades of experience, Hydro Resources is your go-to for drilling and servicing wells for any commercial or irrigation needs. With more than 15,000 wells drilled and counting, Hydro Resources is determined to help you with any of your groundwater construction service needs. Call today at 620-227-2389 or go online to hydroresources.com. Hydro Resources, your best resource for groundwater exploration and production.
Flooded vehicles from recent hurricanes will be flooding the used car market, so buyer beware. If you're in the market for a used vehicle, be on the lookout for flood damage and make sure you have a qualified mechanic inspect it before you buy. The free VinCheck service from the National Insurance Crime Bureau is a good place to start. Head over to NICB.org to check it out.
To report fraud, call us at 1-800-TELL-NICB. This is a public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
As a producer, you've always got one eye on the sky. But weathering the economic climate can be even tougher. That's where we come in. We can make a plan that will help you build a shelter for your investments that'll protect you, your family, and your future. Talk to us about it. Citizens State Bank. Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
If you want to have good soil, take direction from the prairies. Their rich, deep soils were made by roots of perennial plants. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming Podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer Podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts Podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily Podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Over thousands of years, the roots of prairie plants have built world-renowned soils for agriculture. Our original prairies are long gone, but it's possible to rebuild what's been lost. Lisa Schulte Moore is a natural resources and ecology management professor at Iowa State University. She says for soil to thrive, it needs continuous living cover, which means abundant deep roots in the ground. It's all about the roots because they leak carbohydrates and turn nitrogen and other nutrients over in the soil. Above ground, prairie plants have many benefits, one being that the stems are stiff and will stay standing in a pounding rain, minimizing erosion.
And I make this point just to differentiate it from some other cool seasons, say a brome grass or a tall fescue. They'll bend over in a pounding rain, and so it doesn't slow that water down. It's diverse. Hundreds of plant species as well as animal species associated with them. And the underground life is probably unquantifiable.
This doesn't mean converting every field back to prairie. Think about the areas where you're not making money and what are the options.
If we're strategic and we're smart about it and we put those perennials just where they matter most, we could get a huge amount of soil health benefit. And the benefits also could expand into the socioeconomic realm. So be beneficial in terms of farmers' pocketbooks, in terms of helping to support future generations of farmers, helping to clean up our water.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about integrating perennials at agriculture.com.
After Hours Feed Supply in Blue Rapids has added the ADM line of feed. If you need medicated feed, give them a call and they'll custom order for your needs. For chicken raisers, they also carry egg maker and scratch grains. Contact After Hours Feed Supply, Bob or Georgina Lindquist at Blue Rapids for details.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Joint tenancy is often used as a simple way to pass property from one person to the next. K-State and Washburn law professor Roger McOwen explains a recent case in Kansas that might be changing the simplicity of joint tenancy and its standards.
What we had here was a farm that was originally belonged to a person who deeded the property in 2011 to herself and her son and her partner as joint tenants with rights of survivorship. And then when she died in 2018, then her son and partner remained joint tenants. And that meant that when one died, the survivor would automatically own the property outright.
He discusses what the second joint tenant did before his death in 2021.
He signed an installment contract or deed with two buyers, with a couple that were going to buy the property. And this was to sell the entire property. And the contract acknowledged the joint tenancy interest, but asserted that he had abandoned the farm and had vacated the property and gave the purported buyers the key and the garage door openers and reportedly stated that he wanted to move to Colorado and be done with the property. Now, meanwhile, his co-joint tenant has no idea this is going on. And he sees that while he abandoned the property, he had a contract that he was executing with these people. Now, it didn't get finalized before he died. And he's arguing, wait a minute, I'm the exclusive owner of this property. Buyers don't own anything. His joint tenancy was not severed. And I own it by the survivorship feature.
McOwen says what decisions were made in this case.
But the appellate court said that the co-owner had severed the joint tenancy before his death. Now, what's key about this is that that deceased co-tenant never actually conveyed title before he died. There was no deed that transferred his interest. There was no partition action. And he remained a record joint tenant the entire time. But nevertheless, the court concluded that his execution of the contract for deed, the recording of an affidavit of equitable interest, surrender of possession, transfer of keys, statements about leaving the property. And so the survivorship feature disappeared before he died. And now the property becomes a tenancy in common between what should have been a surviving joint tenant and the new buyers. So he's got a 50-50 interest instead of a 100% interest.
That was Kansas State University and Washburn Law Professor Roger McOwen with information from a recent case that can impact joint tenancy and its potential use moving forward. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Egg Network. I'm James Garrett. Moving through a Tuesday as we get a little closer to the end of the trade day over in the grains market. We continue to have these low numbers like we've been seeing since the start of the day. For the seeds market, there are a couple of more green numbers across the board, but they are mixed to mostly lower. And for the livestock, the cattle continue to fall deeper into the red, and the hogs showing some good strength today as they remain all in the green. In the corn market, July corn down 3 cents at 441 even, and September down 3 3/4 at 449 even. Kansas City wheat for July down 13 cents at 634 even, and September down 12 3/4 at 645 3/4. In the oats market, July oats down 11 1/2 at 335 3/4, and September down 9 1/2 at 352 1/2. In the bean market, July beans down 11 1/2 at 1169 1/4, and August down 11 3/4 at 1173 1/4. Soybean meal for July up 80 cents at 327.30, and August up 70 cents at 322.50. Soybean oil for July down 61 cents at 78.48, and August down 66 cents at 76.87. In the canola market, July canola up 60 cents at 777.20, and November down 360 at 782.70. In the cotton market, July cotton up 61 cents at 77.25, and December up 50 cents at 80.66. Looking at the currencies for the first time today, the U.S. dollar index for June up 6 cents at 99.21, and September up a nickel at 98.93. The euro for June slightly lower to $1.16, and September slightly down as well, also at $1.16. And the Japanese yen for June slightly down to 62 cents, and September lower as well, but at 63 cents. Taking a look at our afternoon stocks, and the S&P 500 scales to fresh record high as NVIDIA leads chips higher. With the Dow Jones currently up 117 points at 51,196, the S&P 500 up 5 points at 7,605, and the NASDAQ up 3 points at 27,089. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Your best resource for groundwater exploration and production is Hydro Resources. With decades of experience, Hydro Resources is your go-to for drilling and servicing wells for any commercial or irrigation needs. With more than 15,000 wells drilled and counting, Hydro Resources is determined to help you with any of your groundwater construction service needs. Call today at 620-227-2389 or go online to hydroresources.com. Hydro Resources, your best resource for groundwater exploration and production.
It's time to stress less with more money in your pocket. United makes it easy for you to stay connected with family and friends and save while you're doing it with 3 months free. For a limited time, get 3 months free of mobile wireless or wireless internet service with United. Get high-speed connectivity, unlimited talk, text and data, and more money in your pocket. When you choose United, you're supporting a member-owned cooperative, proudly connecting Southwest Kansas with coverage you can trust. Visit getunited.com/radio or stop by a United store to get your 3 months free today.
Terms and conditions apply.
Along with the new 2026 Chevy Silverado trucks, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has the new 26 Chevy Trax priced under $28,000 new. A new Chevy Equinox front-wheel drive, Traverse in all-wheel and front-wheel drive, and the new 26 Chevy Tahoe Premier. It's a top-of-the-line SUV and available at the Nordis Motor Company
in Marysville.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, AI giant Anthropic is headed toward its initial public offering. No word on how much the company expects to raise, but some experts say the IPO could value Anthropic somewhere around $1 trillion. Tech shares already offered to the public are hoisting the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 higher going into the midday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, meanwhile, was up 128 points. All three major indexes are in record territory for a second day. Help wanted signs were posted in more businesses in April, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey, JOLTS, found 7.6 million openings, while 1.7 million workers were laid off, about the same as March. Roommate wanted signs are going up all over the place. Spare Room, a roommate search tool, says offers to share homes are booming in the suburbs. Over the last few years, they've more than doubled in smaller American cities. Jim Ryan, ABC.
When you support local, everyone wins. Your dollars stay right here in the community, supporting our schools, creating jobs, and growing the economy. When you visit Marysville, there's friendly, personalized service and unique products you won't find anywhere else. While you're in town, stop by and visit these wonderful, locally owned Marysville businesses.
Thinking about buying or selling real estate? Before the paperwork and the closing day, there's one important choice: choosing the right title company.
At Pony Express Title, we pride ourselves in making the process feel simple, comfortable, and personal. Whether you're buying a home, selling land, or just exploring your options, we're here to help.
Stop in anytime, have a cup of coffee, and let's talk about what your next steps could look like.
Pony Express Title, working for you from start to finish.
For generations, Tension Corporation has been proud to be part of the Marysville community. As a local manufacturing facility, we're dedicated to producing quality products while supporting local families, careers, and growth right here in our hometown. Our employees are the heart of everything we do, and we're proud to continue building a strong future together. Tension Corporation, committed to Marysville's past, present, and future.
When your ride looks rough, cruise into Tony's Cool Wave Car Wash in Marysville. Locally owned and making cars shine like new, we offer fast hot water washes and detailing that'll turn heads on every street. Call 785-619-6262 for detailing options from Tony's Cool Wave Car Wash, because a clean car makes all the difference.
Blue River Eye Care is here for your busy schedule. Now open until 7 p.m. every Monday, so you can stop in after work for glasses, adjustments, or an eye exam. Join us for our Under the Sea Kids Day on June 29th from 3 to 7 p.m. Eye exams are free for kids ages 0 to 5 and just $50 for ages 6 to 10. Bring the family for snacks, prizes, and ocean-themed fun. Call today to reserve your appointment at Blue River Eye Care, where the difference is clear.
At Landall, being local isn't just where we work, it's who we are. For generations, we've built quality equipment right here, supporting our neighbors and communities every day. And we're not going anywhere. Continuing to grow, find out what career opportunities Landall has for you by visiting Landall.com. Landall Company, proudly local, today and tomorrow, built here, built to last.
Local businesses mean a stronger, more vibrant town for all. Next time you need something, think local first, because when local businesses thrive, we all do. Presented by One Marysville and KNDY, supporting our community every day.